here
from all over the world.
All over the English-speaking world. That's cool. But what's the objective here, Maite, for Daytown?
It's to finally practice and put to test the English that you supposedly you've been learning in the classroom.
Right, so the English you should know, but doing it for real.
For real. So these people are not English teachers, so they're going to talk to you as if you were in the UK or in Ireland, but for 10 hours non-stop.
Right, so you're going to come across lots of different accents.
Exactly.
Yeah, lots of different delivery speeds as
and
well.
And they're not going to be teaching you. So
and great, and great personalities too.
Exactly, super interesting, non-stop. Mm-hmm. And in a natural environment.
Okay, so this is in Barcelona. On the 16th...
It's a Saturday.
El 16 de junio, un Daytown especial para Barcelona. Yeah? Yes. And how can we find out more information? What's the number?
If you want to find out more about Daytown in Barcelona, then all you have to do is ring a phone number.
Yeah. What is it?
933-398-687. 93-339-8687.
And what about the Zaragoza one?
Which is on the 30th of June. That's 97-611-0976. 976-110976.
Daytown, a unique English speaking experience.
Nos hemos propuesto que nadie abandone su inglés este verano. Y es por eso que queremos ponértelo muy fácil, ofreciéndote grandes descuentos en los cursos y programas con el método Vaughan que más demanda tienen en verano. Así que ya lo sabes, este verano no abandones tu inglés. Entra en grupovaughan.com o llama al 911-335-831. Mira la fecha que es y todavía estás pensando...
Dame un curso de inglés en verano, aunque lo necesitaría, claro, bueno, en septiembre y luego el trabajo y...
Si piensas abandonar tu inglés este verano, ahora los cursos intensivos de verano en toda España. Infórmate en tu delegación más cercana. Vaughan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
Welcome to English O'Clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio are my lonely ladies, Annabelle and Teresa. How are you, girls?
Fine.
Good, good, good. All right. As always, we have a lot of stuff to get through. And we're going to start off with the Twitter question today. I want to know how you pronounce kilómetro in English. How do you pronounce kilómetro in English? Is it one kilometer? Is it two kilometer? Or is it three kilometer? How do you pronounce kilómetro in English? Kilometer, kilometer, or kilometer? Okay, that's what I want to know for today's Twitter question. Next up is question mix number 37. We're going to start straight away. What comes after Friday and before Sunday, Teresa? What comes after Friday and before Sunday?
After Friday and before Sunday comes Saturday.
Saturday, that's right. Very good. And are there any animals in this room, Annabelle?
No, they aren't.
Are there any animals? Are there any animals?
No, there aren't.
No, there aren't. Very good. And how many sets of teeth do we have in our lifetime? How many sets of teeth do we have in our lifetime? A set of teeth es un... Bueno, como un juego de dientes, ¿no? You could say.
Set of teeth.
Yeah, yes. How many sets of teeth?
I don't know.
Annabelle?
Two.
Two. Because we have our milk teeth, los dientes de leche, and our normal teeth that grow once our milk teeth fall out. Very good. And how many teeth do kids have? Annabelle, how many teeth do kids have?
There are...
No, kids have?
Kids have 20.
20 teeth.
20 teeth.
Very good. They have 20 teeth. Very good. And how many teeth are there in an adult mouth? How many teeth are there in an adult mouth?
There are 23, 32.
Very good. Teeth.
In an adult mouth.
That's right. Very good. There are 32 teeth, unless, you know, you have, I don't know, a few teeth missing, then you have 32. And do you still have your wisdom teeth, Annabelle? Do you still have your wisdom teeth?
Yes, I do.
Very good. All of them. All four of them.
No.
How many do you have?
Nothing.
None. You don't have any. What about you, Teresa? Do you have wisdom teeth?
No, I don't have.
No, you don't. Very good. I don't have any wisdom teeth either. No, I don't have any. I got them taken out when I was a little girl. What are wisdom teeth? What are wisdom teeth? What is wisdom? Wisdom. Sabiduría. And teeth are?
Muelas.
We don't differentiate between muelas y dientes. For us, it's teeth. So wisdom teeth are los dientes del juicio. Las muelas del juicio. That's wisdom teeth. So you don't have any wisdom teeth.
Yes, I have four.
Vaya conversación de besugo. So you have all of them.
Yes.
You
yes,
have all of them. I don't have any of them. Mine have been taken out. What about you, Annabelle?
I don't have.
You don't have any?
Any.
Okay, very good. All right. Ask me how many wisdom teeth I have. Ask me how many wisdom teeth I have.
How many wisdom teeth do you have?
Very good. How many wisdom teeth do you have? I don't have any. Very good. Next one. What is Alex to Max if Max is Alex's brother? What is Alex to Max if Max is Alex's brother?
Alex is Max's brother.
Again.
Alex is Max's brother.
That's right. Alex is Max's brother. Very good. And what date is it today, Annabelle?
Today is the 13th of June.
Today is the 13th of June. Very good. I don't have a small couch at home. And you?
Me neither.
Me neither. Very good. And is one half the same as 33.3%, Annabelle? Is one half the same as 33.3%?
No, they are.
No? It?
No, it's not.
No, it's not, or no, it isn't. Very good. Ask Annabelle if she has a brother.
Annabelle, do you have a brother?
What is she asking you?
She's asking me if I have a brother.
Again.
She's asking me if I have a brother.
Very good. So what does she want to know?
She wants to know if I have a brother.
Very good. All right. And your answer is?
I don't.
We wouldn't say, that's the thing. A lot of people say, no, I don't have. Mm-hmm. But it's not necessary. It's no, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't have is wrong. Okay? So say, no, I don't. How often do you vacuum the house? Teresa, how often do you vacuum the house?
I vacuum the house mm-hmm. sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And do you have dinner at home, Annabelle? Do you have dinner at home?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Very good. And do you enjoy listening to classical music?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. Very good. And ask me if I'm trying to walk more.
Are you trying to walk more?
Yes, to walk.
To walk.
Yes. I know there's an L. It's walk. It's spelled walk. But we don't say that L. Walk. Como la olla asiática. El walk. Just like that. Walk. Yes, I am. I'm trying to walk more. Ask me if I'm really making an effort.
Are you really making an effort?
Yes, I am. I'm really making an effort. And how long does a bottle of milk last in your house?
It lasts mm-hmm. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
More or less.
All right. Okay. Okay. So Teresa does not drink a whole lot of milk. Okay. Very good. And what is Colorado famous for?
Colorado is famous mm-hmm. for its mountains.
For its mountains. Very good. For its mountains, for its slopes. That's right. Very good. I don't have a jacuzzi. And you?
Me too.
But I don't have one.
Me neither.
Me neither. That's right. Very good. Am I pointing at myself or at you?
You are pointing. You are pointing at yourself.
Again, you're pointing at yourself.
You are pointing at yourself.
Very good. Important. We don't say you or your. We say yourself.
Yourself.
Much better. Very good. How often do you play baseball? How often do you play baseball?
I hardly ever play baseball.
Very good. And do you enjoy going to the theater, Annabelle?
Yes, I do.
Very good. And is the sun shining today?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. That's right. Very good. And how many siblings do you have? Annabelle, how many siblings do you have?
I don't have a sibling.
You don't have any siblings?
No.
But you have a sister.
Ah, okay. It's a sister one.
Siblings is for both brother or sister.
Okay.
Yes.
I have one sister.
I have one sibling.
I have one sibling.
Very good. So do you have a sister or do you have a brother?
A sister.
You have a sister. Very good. Very good. And am I crying?
No, you aren't.
No, you aren't. That's right. Very good. And who likes books? You or me?
Both of us likes a book.
Both of us? That's both two people.
Both of us are.
Like?
No, both of us likes.
No, no S. Like?
Both of us like a book.
Books.
Both of us like book.
Books.
Books.
That's right. Both of us like books. Very good. And where is the Statue of Liberty?
The Statue of Liberty is in New York.
It's in New York. Very good. And what island is the Statue of Liberty on? Do you know, Annabelle?
In New York?
Yeah, but what island? What island?
Liberty Island.
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 That's right. Liberty Island. Remember, it's not Iceland. Iceland es el país. Islandia.
Ah, okay.
All right. But island, it's como iPhone, island, es la isla. Okay. And where in relation to Russia is Poland? Where in relation to Russia is Poland?
Poland is west of Russia.
Very good. Poland is west of Russia. Very good. And is Arizona a big or a small state?
It's a big state.
It's a big state. Very good. Who is writing? You, me, or Annabelle?
Neither.
We haven't seen this yet. We would say none. None of us is writing.
None of us is writing.
Very good. Very good. Well, right now, that's true. Annabelle, now Annabelle is writing. Very good. Am I pointing at myself and looking at you? Am I pointing at myself and looking at you?
Yes, you are pointing at you.
At yourself?
At yourself, and you are looking for me.
At me.
At me.
Very good. If I was looking for you, te estaría buscando.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
Rachel Bear?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. Very good. How much rice is there in a packet of rice? How much rice is there in a packet of rice?
There is a lot of rice.
Where?
In a packet.
Of rice.
Of rice.
Very good. And what nationality are people from Hawaii? What nationality are people from Hawaii?
The people from Hawaii is
Hawaiian.
American.
Very good. People from Hawaii are American. And ask me if Africa is a big or a small continent.
Is Africa a big or a small continent?
Very good. What is she asking me?
She's asking you if Africa is a big or a small country.
Or a small continent.
Continent.
Very good. So what do you want to know?
I want to know if Africa is a big or a small continent.
Very good. It's a big continent. It's a big continent. And does Paula Eisenbach study in Heidelberg?
Yes, she does.
Yes, she does. That's right. Very good. And how old is Harrison Ford? How old is Harrison Ford? Now, he was born on July 13th, 1942. So we're going to count that, 1942. So he is 76. 76. So how old is Harrison Ford?
He is in his late.
No, he's 76.
Mid. Mm-hmm. He's in his mid 70s.
That's right. He is in his mid-70s. Very good. And what color is an orange swan? What color is an orange swan?
I don't know what is orange.
I don't know what a swan is. Remember the verb to be at the end.
Okay.
Again.
I don't know what is... What an orange swan is.
Very good. What is swan?
Cisne.
What is orange?
Naranja.
Very good. So what color is an orange swan?
Orange swan is orange.
Orange. Very good. Very good. And are people from China Chinese, Annabelle?
Yes, they are.
Again?
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. That's right. Very good. He is standing next to Adriana. So he is standing. Don't give me the name. Give me a pronoun. So he's standing next to?
Next to her.
Next to her. That's right. That's exactly what I wanted. Very good. Very good. We're going to take a look at vocabulary booklet one in general. All right. No specific list. I'm just going to flip through the whole thing and ask you. So how do you say, silla, Annabelle?
Chair.
Chair. Very good. Sombrero.
Beret.
No.
Cap. No, eso es gorro.
Hat. Hat is hat. Sombrero. Azúcar.
Sugar.
Very good, very good. Vestido.
Dress.
Very good. Escuela o colegio?
School.
Mm-hmm. What about pájaro?
Bird.
Very good. What about bolso?
Bag.
Bag, yeah. Handbag or bag. Both are fine. Revista.
Magazine.
Very good. Estrecho. Narrow. What about agradable?
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And tren?
Train.
Yes. And abrigo?
I don't know.
Coat. I don't know why, but this word seems to cause a lot of problems. Another student of mine, he can't remember that word. Coat. I don't know why. Coat. Abrigo. How do you say error?
Grown.
No.
Mistake.
That's right. Cansado.
Tired.
Tired. Very good. What about fruta?
Fruit.
Very good. Not fruit. Fruit. And desayuno?
Breakfast.
Breakfast. Very good. Very good. Enfermo.
Sick.
Mm-hmm. And necesario?
Necessary.
Necessary. Very good. Mujer.
Woman.
Very good. Similar.
Similar.
Very good. Sucio.
Dirty.
Yes. El salón o cuarto de estar.
Living room.
Mm-hmm. What about informe?
I don't remember.
Starting with re and finishing with port.
Report.
Very good. Pasillo.
Corridor.
Corridor or hall.
Hall.
Bolsillo.
Pocket.
Pocket. Very good. Dibujo. Drawing. Yes, drawing. To draw is dibujar.
Yes.
And drawing, dibujo.
Drawing.
Llamada telefónica.
To call.
Mm-mm. Llamada telefónica. Not llamar. Llamada telefónica.
Phone call.
That's it. Niebla.
Fog.
Niebla is fog. Si hay niebla, that's foggy. Then the weather is foggy. Tema.
Subject.
Very good. List number 12, and that's when we finish. Todos.
Everything.
Starting with A and finishing with a double L.
All.
That's what I wanted. Very good. Algodón.
Cotton.
Very good. We wouldn't pronounce the O just as much. We wouldn't say cotton. It's cotton.
Cotton.
Yeah. You hear it almost stops there. Cotton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how we pronounce it. And algodón de azúcar would be cotton candy. Cada o todos.
Every.
Very good. Alto.
Tall.
Or? A person is tall and the building is?
Large?
High. La India.
India,
very good. Camino o carretera? Starting with R and finishing with O.
Road,
very good. And the last one, sopa.
soap.
Soup. The others, yes. Soup is sopa. Soap is jabón. All right, we're going to check our bank accounts. We're going to do the block number two, because it's got slightly more difficult numbers. So the drill goes, you look at the account number and say how much money there is in each account. I'll do the first one and you do the rest. So there is $6,254 in account number 21. Okay? And pay attention to how I say the number. It's 6,000. That's where I take a break. After the 1,000, I can take a break. That's the natural break. 6,254. You wouldn't say 6,254 because it doesn't sound natural. The break is where the comma is. 6,254. Tampoco hay que exagerar. 6,254. All right, Teresa, next one. How much money is there in account number 36?
There is 9,865.
Again.
There is 9,865 in account number 36.
Yeah, but it's like dollars. That's right. So there is $9,875 in account number 36. Good. How much money is there in account number 52? 52, Annabel.
There's 10,653 dollars. In account number 52.
52. All right. Now, another thing when you read that kind of numbers is you wouldn't place a pause between the last number and the dollar. Okay. So it's $10,653. Okay. I don't pause. I have to put the dollar as close to the number as possible. $10,653 in account number 52. Good. How much money is there in account number 83? Teresa.
There is 1,543 dollars in account number 83.
Repeat.
There is 1,543 dollars in account 83.
In account number 83. Very good. How much money is there in account number 110? 110, Annabelle.
There is 1,777.
And 67. Start again.
There is 1,767 dollars in account number 110.
And 10. Very good. How much money is there in account number 91?
1,000.
There is?
There is 1,999 dollars in account number 91.
Very good. How much money is there in account number 209? Annabelle.
There is 8,888 dollars.
Start again and link it nicely together. There is 8,888 dollars in account number 209.
There is 8,888 dollars in account number 209.
Very good. Do you remember how much look at me. Do you remember how much money there is? No, look, don't look down. Look at me. Do you remember? ¿Te acuerdas cuánto dinero hay en esa cuenta?
Yes.
Okay, tell me again, looking at me.
There is 8,888 dollars in a account in account number 302.
Okay, let's skip the account part. Just tell me fluently. There is $8,888. There is $8,888.
There is eight thousand eight hundred and eighty eight dollars.
All right, very good. How much money is there in account number 17?
There's 3,109 dollars.
$109
in account number 17.
17, very good. How much money is there in account number 70?
There's 1,830 dollars in account number 70.
All right, and the last one. How much money is there in account number 167?
There's $7,677 in account number 167.
And 67. Repeat.
There is seven.
No, without a. Every time you say a, okay. You're gonna start. You're okay. Gonna start again. Start again.
There's $7,677 in account number 167.
And 67. That's it. You're done. You're done. Very good, Annabelle. Why don't you repeat the first one again, without as and or ums?
There's $6,254 in account number 21.
¿Veis qué fácil? Ahora sí, ahora sí. I want to do the whole thing again, just so you get a feel for it. Okay, we're going to do drill number 94. We're going to do sentences 1 to 10, okay? It's something that we have seen a little bit. It's about the verb to last. What is to last?
Durar.
Durar. That's it. The difficulty about this verb is not how you use it, because it's just, you use it just like any other verb, but it's the pronunciation. Okay? The pronunciation is difficult because it's last. Okay? And that's not the third person. Okay? So I don't know. Books last a lifetime. Libros duran una vida. Okay, but if it's one book, then we have to go into the third person S. Y ahí es cuando se complica la vida. ¿Por qué? Because it's the pronunciation of last. Okay, you have to add the extra S, so it's s. Lasts. Teresa, say it.
Lasts.
Very good, Annabelle.
Lasts.
Much better, much better. Very good. So we're going to do sentences 1 to 10 from drill number 94, and they go like this. How long does the news on TV last? How long does the news on TV last?
The news on TV lasts.
Lasts.
Mm-hmm. 1 hour.
1 hour. The news on TV lasts 1 hour. Now, interesting fact about the news, even though it looks like a plural, it's singular. Okay? The news is. It's an uncountable noun. No se puede contar. Aunque las noticias en sí, sí, pero en general, igual que el dinero en general, pues no se puede contar. Los euros, sí. Los billetes, también. Pero como conjunto, no. Anyways, don't go anywhere, because we'll continue this wonderful drill right after the break.
Mira la fecha que es y todavía estás pensando...
¿Darme un curso de inglés? ¿En verano? Aunque lo necesitaría, claro, claro. En septiembre y luego el trabajo y...
¿Piensas abandonar tu inglés este verano? Ahora los cursos intensivos de verano en toda España. Infórmate en tu delegación más cercana. Tengo una cosa que contar.
Cuéntala.
¿Y sabéis qué es? Que tenemos algo muy, muy, muy bueno para los niños y para las niñas este verano. ¿Y qué es?
¿Qué cosita es?
¿Con qué letrita empieza?
Pues, ¿por qué letrita va a empezar? Por la I de inglés. Inglés Intensivo Impact de Junior con Vaughan.
Sí, señora, sí, un nombre sencillo para que todo el mundo lo recuerde. Los cursos intensivos de verano para Junior. ¿Y en qué consisten?
Pues mira, primero, es para jovenzuelos entre 4 y 17 años.
Chavalines.
Entre 4 y 9 los dividimos por edad. Y están jugando, dando clase toda la vez. 4 horas al día, de lunes a viernes.
Eso en el colegio no nos dejaban. Decían, no. Hay que estudiar y luego llega la hora del recreo y
pues
jugar.
Aquí es que una cosa se funde con la otra. Aprenden jugando.
Sin apenas darse cuenta. Uh-huh. Cursos intensivos de verano para junior, para chavales entre 4 y 17 años. Se hace en toda España, en todas nuestras delegaciones, ¿eh? Barcelona, Zaragoza, Valladolid, Madrid, Vigo y, por supuesto, aquí en Madrid. Uh-huh. Ahora dilo sin verlo. Un teléfono.
el central, por si quieren información, aunque pueden informarse también en todas, de todas nuestras delegaciones. 911-133-5832. Venga, Elena, tú ahora en inglés.
911-133-5832.
A ver, Richard.
Okay, 911-133-5832.
Repetimos. Lo mejor para este verano, además están fresquitos en nuestros, en nuestras clases, en nuestras aulas, en nuestras delegaciones. Cursos intensivos de verano para los juniors de 4 a 17 años que no saben qué hacer con los chavales. Pues mira, pueden apuntarlos una semana, dos semanas.
Hasta cuatro se apuntan.
Hasta cuatro, uh-huh. Pues fíjate, un mesecito ahí, lo más de
porque
bien.
Porque empezamos la última de junio, justo cuando acaban el cole, y tenemos todo julio, la mitad de agosto, y en septiembre la primera semana antes de empezar ellos el cole.
And this is una mezcla, ¿no? It's a mix of Vaughan Method and other fun activities, isn't uh-huh. it?
Como si el Vaughan Method no fuera ya divertido, pues encima más divertido, porque con los niños... Pues es lo que tiene.
Es que Vaughan se sale. Si pensábamos que no éramos capaces de hacerlo aún mejor, vamos y lo conseguimos.
Es que los niños son los jueces, por así decirlo, más severos. Y mira, pues les tenemos ahí 4 horas todos los días.
Y con fantásticos profesores, ¿no? Que exacto. Tú los conoces mejor que nadie.
Exacto. Son the milk.
Hablando de Es la Leche, este curso intensivo de verano para junior en Barcelona, Zaragoza, Valladolid, Madrid, Bilbao, Santander, Vigo. Creo que dije antes Madrid dos veces. Teléfono central 91-133-5832 o una página web donde tienen toda la información. grupovaughan.com. ¿Se me olvida algo?
Que en Madrid hay en dos sitios.
Ah, también en las tablas.
No, sí. En Arapiles y en Orense.
Ah, bien.
Para, pues a quien no le pille bien aquí, allá.
Adiós.
Nos hemos propuesto que nadie abandone su inglés este verano. Y es por eso que queremos ponértelo muy fácil, ofreciéndote grandes descuentos en los cursos y programas con el método Vaughan que más demanda tienen en verano. Así que ya lo sabes, este verano no abandones tu inglés. Entra en grupovaughan.com o llama al 911-335831. Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Hello and welcome back to the second half of English O'Clock. We are working on drill number 94. No sé por qué me cuesta tanto decirlo. 49, 94 questions, 1 to 10. we're on sentence number 2. How long does a movie last? How long does a movie last?
A movie lasts... One hour, 45 minutes.
1 hour and 45 minutes, very good. Or 1.5 hours. And then you have movies like El Señor Los Anillos.
3 hours.
Lord of the Rings, it's like 3 hours. I tried watching it like 3 or 4 times and I fall asleep after the first 10 minutes. I'm like, I give up. How long does a 2 hour class last? How long does a 2 hour class last?
It lasts. 2 hours.
It lasts 2 hours. Very good. And how long does this program last?
This program lasts 1 hour.
1 hour. Very good. And how long does a WhatsApp conversation last? How long does a WhatsApp conversation last?
The conversation...
WhatsApp conversation?
The WhatsApp conversation lasts. 3 hours.
3 hours, por lo menos. I'd say like about 3 years. Because there's never, you know, it's like, ah, bueno, ahora contesto, venga. And then the other person answers the following day, and then you like don't talk for a week. Anyways, crazy stuff. How long does a brunch last?
A brunch lasts 2 hours.
2 hours, very good. And how long does your lunch break last?
My lunch break lasts. My lunch break lasts 1 hour.
Yes, good. 1 hour. I need you to say it slower. And now you join that together. How would you say precisely that? Lasts. There you have it. Much better.
It's difficult.
I know. It's tongue gymnastics. How long does a meeting last?
A meeting lasts 1 half hour.
Half an hour. Very good. A meeting lasts half an hour. If you're lucky. How long does a novel last? Una novela.
A novel lasts.
But if you try to imitate the sound of being very rude and saying "Hey, qué pasa?" How would you say that in Spanish?
Lasts.
There you have it. Much better. Okay, so but you have to make sure to pronounce the first S. Lasts. But sin el último. All right, so how long does a novel last?
A novel lasts 1 hour.
1 hour? You read a novel in 1 hour.
On TV or?
No, a novel is a book.
Okay.
Unless it's una telenovela. And in that case, it's a series.
A novel lasts...
A month, for example.
A month.
Yeah, depending on how fast of a reader you are. And how long does a meal last?
A meal lasts 1.5 hours.
1.5 hours.
Hours.
Yes, 1.5 hours. Very good. All right, we're going to jump over to drill number 83, sentences 31 to 40. So we're going to practice you girls telling me what to do. Okay, so I have an open book in my hands, and Teresa, you're going to tell me to close the book. Tell me to close the book.
Close the book.
What is she telling me?
She's telling you close the book.
To close the book.
She's telling you to close the book.
So what do you want me to do?
I want you to close the book.
I want you to close the book. Very good. What am I doing?
You are closing the book.
You're closing the book. Very good. Tell me to put the book down. Tell me to put the book down, Annabelle.
Put the book down.
Eh?
Put the book down.
That's right. Put the book down. What is she telling me?
She's telling you if...
To?
She's telling you to put the book down.
Very good. So what do you want me to do, Annabelle?
She wants
you to... What do you want me to do?
I want you to put the book down.
Again. I want you to put the book down.
I want you to put the book down.
Yes, I want you to put the book down. ¿Cómo os podéis acordar del orden? You always say, I want you, te quiero. I want him, le quiero a él. Or I want her, le quiero a ella. Y luego ya dices lo que quieres de esa persona. Pero primero la quieres. I want you, te deseo. All right? And then you say, I want you to do something. Quiero que hagas algo. I want you. I want him. I want them. I want us. I want you. I want her. I want him. To open the book, to close the book, to put it back down, to look up, to look down, etc. No decimos, I want you to do. Aunque la pregunta es, what do you want me to do? No dirías, yo quiero que tú hagas abrir la puerta. You would say, quiero que abras la puerta. Abre la puerta. ¿Qué quieres que haga? Pues quiero que abras la puerta. No quiero que hagas, abres la puerta. So the same thing in English, we don't say, I want you to do or open, I want you to do open or I want you to do close. Ese do desaparece. I want you to open a book. or close the book or put the book down or whatever. Okay, tell me to pick it back up.
Pick it back up.
Very good. What is she telling me?
She's telling you to pick it back up.
Very good. So what do you want me to do?
I want you to pick up back up.
To pick it back up.
I want you to pick it back up.
Mm-hmm. What am I doing?
You are picking it back up.
Very good. Tell me to put it back down. Tell me to put it back down.
Put it back down.
What are you telling me? What are you telling me?
I'm telling you to pick up.
To put it?
Put it back down.
Back down.
Back down.
So what do you want me to do?
You are...
What do you want me to do?
I want you to...
I want you to no. I want you one to only. I want you to
pick up,
put it
back down.
I want you to put it back down.
I want you to put it back on.
Back down.
Back down.
Yes, I want you to put it back down. Now, if you listen to it, it says I want you to put it back down. So either you say I want you to put it back down or you say I want you to put it back down. Lo que no me vale es, I want you to put it back down. Entre el tú y el verbo, no puede haber espacio. There can't be a break because it sounds terrible. All right? I want you to put it back down. Si necesitáis un descanso, ahí. I want you. Y luego ya, to do whatever. Si no, I want you to put it back down. Pero nunca I want you to put it back down. Tell me to come to the table.
Come to the table.
What are you telling me?
I'm telling you to come to the table.
Very good. So what does she want me? What is she telling me?
She's telling you to come in the table.
Come to the table.
Come to the table.
Very good. Very good. Tell me to put the pen on the floor.
Put the pen on the floor.
What is she telling me?
She's telling you to put the pen on the floor.
Very good. What am I doing?
You are putting the pen on the floor.
Very good. Tell me to pick up the pen.
Pick up your pen.
Okay, pick up your pen. Very good. What are you telling me?
I'm telling you to pick up the pen.
So what does she want me to do?
She wants you to do.
No.
She wants you to.
She wants you?
She wants you to, I don't remember.
Pick up?
To pick up the pen.
The pen, yes. She wants you to pick up the pen. Very good. Tell me to take off my watch.
Take off your watch.
What is she telling me?
She's telling you to. Take off your watch.
So what does she want me to do?
She wants you to. She wants you take off.
To take off.
She wants you to take.
Nope.
She wants you. She wants you to take off your watch.
Very good. Or you can say she wants you to take off. Your watch, que tampoco suena todo bien, pero suena mejor que she wants you to take off your watch, okay? Tell me, what am I doing?
You are taking off your watch.
Very good. Tell me to put it on. Tell me to put it on.
Put it on.
What are you telling me?
I'm telling you to put it on.
Yes, I'm telling you to put it on. So what does she want me to do?
She wants you to pick off.
Put it on.
Put it on.
She wants you to put it on.
She wants you to put it on.
Very good. What am I doing?
You are putting it on.
Yes, very good. Tell me to take it back off.
Take it back off.
Very good. What is she telling me?
She's telling you to put it.
Take it.
She's telling you to take it back off.
Very good. So, what am I doing?
You are taking it back off.
You're taking it back off. Very good. Very good. That's it. I won't torture you anymore. All right. Another new exercise. It's drill number 96, sentences 1 to 10. And it's questions with to try to and to make an effort. Okay. We have been seeing this in the question mix a little bit, but this is where we actually practice it. So to try to do something es intentar hacer algo. Y realmente hacer un esfuerzo is really making an effort. So, are you trying to learn English, Teresa?
Are you trying to learn English? Yes, I'm trying to learn English.
Very good. You can answer in a short sentence. Yes?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. Are you really making an effort?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. Very good. Are you trying to understand me now, Annabelle?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Are you really making an effort?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Are you trying to improve your English, Annabelle?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Are you really making an effort?
Yes, I am.
All right. Very good. Are you trying to learn the grammar?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Are you really making an effort?
Yes, I'm not.
Yes, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
No, no, you're not. Okay, very good. Are you trying to be a good student, Annabelle?
Yes, I am.
Are you really making an effort?
Yes, I am.
All right, very good, very good. Are you trying to lose weight?
Yes, I am.
Are you really making an effort?
No, I'm not.
Very good. Are you trying to gain weight, Annabelle?
I don't know what.
Weight is peso. Peso. To gain weight is engordar. Y to lose weight es adelgazar. So are you trying to gain weight?
Yes, I am. No, no, no. No, I'm not.
Very good. Are you really making an effort? Of course not, because you're not trying. Are you trying to find a new job?
Yes, I am.
Are you really making an effort?
Yes, I am.
All right, very good. Are you trying to eat less chocolate? Answer in a full sentence.
Yes, I am. It's.
I am trying.
Yes, I am. I tried.
Yes, I'm trying.
Yes, I am trying.
Mm-hmm. To
eat chocolate.
Less chocolate.
Less chocolate.
I'm trying to. Si estás intentando comer chocolate, menuda vida. Are you trying to eat less chocolate? That's the difficulty. So. Yes.
Yes, I'm trying it to eat. Chocolate.
Less chocolate.
Let chocolate.
Less chocolate.
Let.
Less.
Less chocolate.
Yes, menos chocolate. Less what?
Less chocolate.
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 Very good. Repeat that sentence.
I'm trying to eat less chocolate.
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 Yes. Some people say chocolate. Some people say chocolate. Some people say chocolate. I don't know. It's wrong. What? The only thing that works is chocolate. Chocolate. No hay otra. That's it. Chocolate. Okay. Are you really making an effort about the chocolate thing?
Yes, I am.
All right. Are you trying to spend less money?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Are you really making an effort?
No, I'm not.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Because we haven't done, I think, any translations so far this week, we're going to jump over to translation list number 2 from translation booklet number 2. It goes like this. Hay alguien fuera. Hay alguien fuera.
There's someone outside.
Outside. That's it. Very good. ¿Quién es?
What is
quién es, no qué.
Who is it?
Very good. Creo que es el señor Brown.
I think it's Brown.
Mr. Brown. That's it. I think it's Mr. Brown. Very good. ¿Estás seguro de que es él?
Are you sure that is he?
It's him.
It's him.
Yes. Are you sure? That it's him. Puedes omitir el that. Are you sure it's him?
Okay.
Again?
Are you sure it's him?
It's him. Very good. Por supuesto que sí.
Of course I am.
Of course I am. Very good. ¿Está con alguien?
Is who?
No. ¿Quién? ¿De quién hablamos?
De Mr.
That's right. De él.
De él.
So is...
Is he?
That's it.
Is he with someone?
Yeah, is he with someone? Very good. Hay una mujer alta con él.
Hay una mujer alta. The tall woman.
There is
a tall woman with him.
That's it, Annabelle. Well done. There is a tall woman with him. Very good. Hay otra gente también.
There are other people too.
Yes, very good. There are other people too, or there are some other people too. Both are correct. Hay una foto de él en casa.
There is a picture of him at home.
Very good. There is a picture of him at home. Very good. Hay un tractor en medio.
There is a tractor in the middle.
In the way.
In the way.
In the way. There is a tractor in the way. Very good. No hay tiempo para eso.
There are not time
There isn't.
There isn't time.
Any time.
There isn't any time for that.
For that. Very good. Solo hay una manera. La mía. Solo hay una manera. La mía.
Only.
There's.
There's only one way. Mine.
Mine. Very good. There's only one way. Mine. No hay leones en Noruega. No hay leones en Noruega.
There isn't.
No hay leones. Leones, tigres.
They aren't any lions.
Again?
They aren't.
They.
There. Mm-hmm. There aren't any lion in Norway.
Leones.
Lion.
Leones.
Lions.
That's it. There aren't any lions.
There aren't any lions in Norway.
That's right. There aren't any lions in Norway. Hay unas herramientas en esa caja.
There are some
tools
in that box.
Very good. There are some tools in that box. Very good. No hay sistema de calefacción en esta oficina. Sistema de calefacción is heating system.
There isn't heating system in this office.
Yes, there isn't a heating system in this office. That could be correct. But also there is no.
Okay.
There is no heating system.
There is no heating system in an office.
In this office.
In this office.
Very good. ¿Por qué hay gente como él? ¿Por qué hay gente como él?
Why are some people?
But ¿y el hay? Why?
Why are? Why are there? Why are there some people? Who?
Como él.
Like him.
That's right. Why are there people like him? Repeat.
Why are there people like him?
Very good. Why are there people like him? Muy bien. Hay mucho dinero para ella. Hay mucho dinero para ella.
There are a lot of money.
Can you count money?
There is a lot of money
mm-hmm.
for her.
Very good. Hay un hombre allí, ¿no?
There is a man there.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yes. Yeah, the no part is a question tag, so it's quite complicated. The correct sentence would be, there is a man there, isn't there? Okay, but it's complicated. You don't have to know that. ¿Hay vino en la estantería?
Is there any wine on shelf?
On the shelf.
On the shelf.
Yes. Is there any wine on the shelf? Very good. El vestido de la mujer es de París.
The woman's dress is from Paris.
Yes, the woman's dress is from Paris. Well done. Very good. ¿Cuáles son sus intenciones de él?
What are his intentions?
That's right. What are his intentions?
What are his intentions?
Very good. Hay varias razones, una de las cuales es importante. Vamos por partes. Hay varias razones.
There are two reasons.
Varias. No dos. Varias.
There are some reasons.
Some or several?
There are several reasons.
Very good. Una de las cuales es importante.
One of which is important.
Very good. There are several reasons, one of which is important. Hay algo extraño aquí. Hay algo extraño aquí.
There is strangers.
Something.
There is something stranger.
Strange.
Strange here.
Yes. There is something strange here.
There is a stranger.
Somethings. There is something.
There is something strange here.
That's right. Very good. Hay tiempo, pero no mucho.
There is time, but not much.
Very good. There's time, but not much. And the last one. Hay anuncios, pero no muchos.
There are ads,
mm-hmm.
but not many.
Yes, that's right. There are ads, but not many. Very good. Well done. We're going to do list number 30 of the vocabulary booklet, number one. Let's see if we can get it done today. So the list goes, hang on, let me just find it. Here it is. Okay. En cualquier sitio.
Any place or anywhere.
Anywhere. Yes. Detalle.
Detail,
very good. Fácilmente.
Easily.
Easily, very good. Acontecimiento. Event.
Event.
Event. Acontecimiento.
Ah, event.
Event.
Okay.
Again?
Event.
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 That's it. That's it. Event. Very good. What about fracaso?
Fracaso.
Muy bien, muy bien. Casi, casi. Failure. 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 Salud. Salud.
Health.
Health. That's right. Very good. Gerente o director?
Manager.
Manager. Very good. Presión.
Presión.
Pressure.
Pressure.
Do you know the song Under Pressure? Under Pressure. Dun, 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 dun.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. You have to know that song.
No, I don't know.
Well, I'm a terrible singer, so maybe that's why you don't know it. Yeah. Anyways, presión is pressure. Referente a.
Referral.
No. Regarding.
Regarding.
Regarding. Mm. What about seguridad física?
Physical security.
No. Safety. Safety.
Safety.
Safety. With nothing else, just safety. De éxito, exitoso.
Successful. No. Success.
Suck.
Success.
Successful. Yeah. And now you repeat everything.
Successful.
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 That's it.
Successful.
Very good. What about el mejor?
The best.
Yes, permitir.
Permit. To permit.
Or, to permit or to allow.
Allow.
To allow. Tener miedo de.
To be scared.
To be scared?
Off.
Off. To be scared of or to be afraid of. Both are fine. Ser aburrido.
To be boring.
To be boring. Very good. Coger.
To catch.
To catch. Very good. Llorar.
To cry.
Yes. Vaciar.
To...
How do you say vacío?
Vacío. I don't know in English.
Empty.
To empty.
To empty. That's okay. It. Very good. What about hacer?
To hacer. Do.
Or...
To make.
To make. Very good. Planear o planificar?
To plan.
Very good. Ahorrar.
To save.
Yes. Decir.
To say.
Very good. Mostrar o enseñar?
To show.
Yes. Lavar.
To clean.
Or lavar. To wash.
To wash.
To wash. Very good. And oeste.
West.
Very good. Acontecimiento.
Y...